although they absorb power and appear to yield none. I feel bound to say that there is no apparent reason for their existence, any more than there is for a man, for example. It would seem that this assassin is out to prevent you from discovering this world. He may, in fact, be hastening your discovery by forcing you along paths you might not otherwise take. Let us consider the Jokers themselves. That they existed cannot be doubted. They have left artifacts, the greatest of which are the chain stars, which proves they had power and perhaps bravado. They left the centre of the universe on Wolf, which suggests they had an understanding of the underlying truisms of totality. And they left the Tomorrow Strata on Third Eye, which I believe means they at least experimented with time travel. There is a fundamental mistake, though, in assuming that the Jokers are the sum of their creations. These may have been toys, relics of the Joker's youth. Astronomical evidence suggests that if they evolved on a world, it may well be dead and gone by now. The fact that Joker's world has not been found within the life bubble does not lead me to believe it is hidden. I believe it is not there. It must be obvious that the dark side of the sun is an idea rather than a place.
It had crossed my mind, admitted Dom. He was sitting in the ooze, watching the light dance on the surface overhead. Is it a poetic image?
Poetry is the highest art. The Jokers must have achieved it.
Dom sighed. I had an idea at the start that it was just a matter of finding some cute explanation like Hershugans.
That is, in fact, very poetic and quite possible, but it...
Another lapse into intranslatability. An itch, a sense of wrongness, traditionally embodied in the almost physical pain some people experienced in seeing a picture hung crooked and being unable to write it. A feeling of discord.
That would make them like Crearpi. Environment conditions the mind, and the Jokers did not think like Crearpi. However, the Crearpi are indubitably the most advanced race at present. I suggest you study them. In the Crearpi is a clue to the Jokers.
So I won't discover a world?
I did not say so, but the idea is more important. Do you not say the world of the common wasp, or the world of the poet? They are worlds, and only incidentally include some reference to a physical reality like a planet.
I think I see, said Dom, getting up. The world of the Jokers may just be a way of looking at the universe.
Precisely.
I shall visit the Crearpi, he tried to remember. I think the High Degrees have just opened a study raft on the chain stars, haven't they?
So I understand.
Since the High Degrees represent the most advanced Crearpi and specialise in the study of other life forms, your choice of destination is a good one. Dom prepared to swim to the surface, but stopped. There was something you wanted me to do.
It is a great favour. You are chairman of Widdershins, a world largely composed of water.
On the surface, yes. Over 90%, including the marshes.
I would like to emigrate.
Chaetogaster explained. Band was a pleasant world, but lacked stimulation. He could communicate with the liquid content of sun dogs, who had as pups drunk from a lake, and hence through their own telepathy, which was no more than a by-function of their massive brains, learn from the minds of travellers. But Chaetogaster wanted to spread out. He needed no ship. If Dom could take the little container that had held his drinking water and let it be filled, enough of Chaetogaster could be taken to Widdershins to let the great Tethys Ocean become Chaetogaster as well. He was persuasive.
I could take care of your fish and police your sea lanes. I could provide surf with the muscles of the tide and an inspiration for your poets. Who drinks of me drinks of the well of the universe. Please.
Dom hesitated, and the lake saw why.
I have no power. I may aid, but I cannot fight. What should I want with conquests? I am
untranslatable, but images of a mind rather than a force, an idea formed in water rather than a creature, a certainty that the lake was speaking, not the truth, because that suggested it could lie, and Chaetogaster could not lie. I may be overruled by the board, but... He opened the little bottle that had been in his carry-all. Step right in. An air bubble escaped from the bottle.